Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
You are now entering a critical thinking zone. Thinking caps are required beyond this point. From deep behind enemy lines, deep in the heart of the Midwest, it's your host, Andrew Coppins. And it's time for critical thinking.
Why, yes, it is indeed time for some critical thinking. It is Friday. That means the Friar will get cranked up later in the show. Of course, we're going to crown a brand new Richard of the Week. And we will get to our very final Be or Not the Be for the Week as well. But before we do all of that, we're going to play a brand new game on the show. I just feel like, you know, just kind of had enough. And I just want to have a little bit of fun on a Friday and just kind of enough of the insanity, the chaos, the spirit of the age, whatever you want to have it. So we're going to have a little bit of fun. We're going to play a little game of Would You Rather each and every Friday here, at least through the rest of July. So if you like that and you want to let us know to keep doing it, great. If you hate it, well, then let us know as well and we'll move on. But yeah, we're going to start the show with Would You Rather. All right, Pat, would you rather Biden be president for the next 30 months and you have to get jabbed, or Kamala Harris becomes president and you don't have to get jabbed?
I'm going to go with option B.
And why?
One. My body, my choice.
Okay.
So I would rather have the bodily autonomy and the incompetent of a presidency, which doesn't really change what we already have. So at least with a Kamala Harris presidency, she doesn't have dementia. She's just stupid. So
why don't you tell us how you really feel about her, Pat?
I just did. So that would be my reasoning behind it. I would much rather have her no jab forced down my throat.
Wait a second. Are you saying that you would prefer to have a president who actually knows if there's a person to his or her left and right?
Yes, I would.
Did you see that video yesterday? Because our president is over in Israel right now, right? Did you see the video yesterday of him literally trying to, for about the third or fourth time in his short presidency, because we haven't even gotten into year three of his presidency. We're about to the halfway point. I can count at least three, if not four times that this has happened. He literally is trying to shake hands with air. He thinks there's somebody there and there's nobody, literally nobody within an earshot of him.
I didn't see the video, but I definitely heard about it.
Oh my God, it's really bad. It's because then you've got the prime minister of Israel who was standing at the podium to, it would have been Joe Biden's left, right? So Biden moves to his right and does one of these. There's nobody there. The prime minister literally comes up to him and points him to the direction of the chairs that are over there. I mean, this is just an...
This is embarrassing at this point.
It's a national embarrassment, and it has nothing to do with Joe Biden's health, okay? And I want to be clear on this, because that's not an embarrassment. It can happen to anybody.
Right.
It's brutal. It's tough to watch. It's hard to deal with as a family. I've acknowledged that 1,000 times on this show. I've talked about how deeply personal that feeling can be for myself.
It's the people that keep propping him up is what's making it embarrassing.
Yes, it's the people who decide, you know what we should, you know what we should do? Let's put that man who can't be lucid for more than 10 minutes at a time in front of a microphone for the next 30 minutes. Nothing bad could ever happen. You know that. And it's not about hiding Biden. Okay? It's not about hiding him. It's not about, you know, the old FDR move where you can't you know, you only shoot them from the waist up, right? Or
right.
Or whatever have you. You don't take pictures below the waist. It's not about that for me. It's not about their ability to hide him. It's about the fact that they continue to trot this guy out to prop themselves up, number one, and then to Machiavellianly take over at some level. They see this as their way to gain power. Right. This is a power play by the people around him because they know that they can manipulate him into doing and saying exactly what they want him to do, whether that is right, good, or just. And we see it when we talk about the economy, right? Or when Biden, 92% of them say they would vote for me anyway. Right. But they don't want you to run. So it doesn't matter if they would vote for you or not. Guess what? 92% of Republicans would probably vote for Donald Trump if he were the nominee, even though most of us, at least 50% of us, say, hail to the no, do not run again. And now, speaking of the Trumps, by the way, rest in peace to Ivana Trump, the former president's first wife, the mother of his three most famous children, Don Jr., Eric, and Ivanka. So rest in peace to Ivana Trump. We hope that you, and the family get some healing over time. And, what else can we say? That having been said, Pat, I agree with you 100%. I would take, Kamala Harris and not the jab, to your point. And it's because nothing would change.
Right.
And I'm okay with nothing changing right now because we have to have the realization, a come to Jesus moment, a revival of liberty for something to actually change. We're either going down this slope of socialism and you realize that you need to insulate yourself from it by actually physically picking up and moving to places that won't enact this, that won't do it. And that can take some time. I understand that. But we all have sacrifices that we have to make if you do love liberty. And in some cases, that might mean staying and fighting. Other cases, it might mean, I'm good. You guys are too far gone. So we'll see what goes on there. It's not easy to just pick up and move, but sometimes you have to make those sacrifices, right? So it'll be interesting. But to your point, I'll take my bodily autonomy when it comes to putting something into my body. And this is the difference, and I want to be clear here because I don't know if we've been clear about this, but a lot of people have been talking about, well, you support bodily autonomy when it comes to putting something into your body, but you don't support a woman's bodily autonomy? Yeah, I do. You made the choice to engage in coitus, right?
Right.
That was the something you put into your body.
The logic literally is the same. It's not the same, and I've tried to explain that. I'm like, you abortion is not about just your body anymore. It's about somebody else's body.
But they don't see it that way because we had the pictures yesterday, right? The I don't know if you saw this on Twitter that was going around, but the pro-abortion protesters Parasites leave my body. And it was a picture of a unborn baby. That is the spirit of the age. That is the sickness. These people, you know, we've talked about them not wanting the Constitution. We've talked about them, you know, basically null and voiding the social contract that we have, right? The social contract right. that most Republicans and most Democrats have had over time has been, we're going to fight over the Constitution. And we believe in the Constitution. We believe in the framework of our republic. Again, I'm telling you right now, these people are socialists. They believe in socialist economics. They believe in socialist policies. They don't believe in the democratic part of the democratic socialist of America. They believe it as much as the Nazis believed in democracy. Right?
Right.
That's the sickness of the spirit of the age. These people would just as assume, it's just crazy. Just absolutely crazy. I just can't even with these people anymore. They would just assume that an unborn baby is a parasite, as they would believe in democracy. How do you have a social contract with that? How? That it is not something you can discuss away, right? You can't have a debate and change a mind of one side or the other. Because it is two completely different, not even edge of a worldview. It is two completely different worldviews. Two completely different set of rules and values. The only people that you'd be speaking to is the people in the audience. And unless those people are open to argument on this issue, they're not convincing anybody of anything. But that doesn't mean you don't shine a light on the spirit of the age. That doesn't mean that you don't shine that light on the atrocity of the value system that believes that a human being is a parasite. And furthermore, it is not a parasitic relationship on a biological level. It is not. A parasite sucks off of the host to kill the host then eventually. Okay? A tick is a parasite, right? What happens to the,
technically,
to
yes,
the tick if it doesn't get yes. its blood? It dies, right?
Right.
Okay. A baby that is being born through the natural process of biology receives food and nutrients through the mother. It doesn't suck off of the mother's ability to live. That's the difference here. It doesn't say, I get all the nutrients and screw you and you're dead. No. That baby is fed nutrients through the mother feeding itself. Herself, by the way. Let's be abundantly clear on that. So I just look at it from that perspective of bodily autonomy means something that I get to make a decision about for my body. My body, my choice ends when the choice that I made about my body has the consequence, right? So, for example, right? My body, my choice. You have the choice to take the vaccine. Well, guess what? After you've taken the vaccine, right, for COVID-19, do you or do you not have any control over the potential to get myocarditis? No. No,
you lose that control.
You lose that control. There's the parallel, if you will, right? Once you have done something, once you have taken an action into your body, you lose the ability to control. It's just that simple. You don't get to reverse the effects of the COVID-19 jab. It's not how that works. It's not how any of that works. Now, that having been said, Pat, your would you rather on this beautiful Fish Fry Friday edition of the show.
Well, I'm gonna play a would you rather with my would you rather. Would you rather have politics or would you rather have sports?
Sports.
Alrighty then. Would you rather play baseball, professional baseball, for the St. Louis Cardinals or the New York Yankees?
This is a tough one, but I would go with the St. Louis Cardinals.
Why?
Now, this is antithetical to my Brewers fandom, right?
This is why I asked the question.
Because the Sud series and the history between the two and all of that. But I get playing for the historically great New York Yankees, right? The history and all that. But the St. Louis Cardinals have the same kind of historically great history. St. Louis is a baseball town.
Just a few less World Series.
And so St. Louis is a baseball town first and foremost, okay? And I've been to St. Louis on multiple occasions. I love that city. It has got some fantastic history to it. It's got crime. It's got all the things that are wrong with America today, blah, 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 blah. But when I look at it from a purely baseball standpoint, I would love to play for that team. The franchise does it right. It's a beautiful stadium. The fans, while not super forgiving, are not New York fans. And that's where I'm going to go with that. I don't know if I could handle the scrutiny, the pressure, the insanity. Like if you have like a down month, look the hell out, right? As a player, what the media, what the fans will do to you. I just look at it from that perspective. I would much rather also play in the NL Central than in the American League East. Because you have five teams, right?
Mm-hmm.
And four out of those five, so you've got the Yankees, the Blue Jays, the Red Sox, and the Rays. And they're all deadly teams.
Yeah, they are.
You've got the Brewers and the Cardinals. In the oddly NL Central. Enough, that's it.
Oddly enough, though, the Orioles have won 10 straight.
Right, and they're still the worst team in that division.
I know.
And the Toronto Blue Jays, who are in a playoff position as of right now, just fired their manager like 2 days ago.
Yeah, I know. I saw that.
So, again, I would much rather be in the cozy comforts of the NL Central. And I'll take a Midwestern summer any day of the week over being in New York City. It's just that simple.
Fair enough.
What about you?
So oddly enough, this question also applies to me because I'm a big Cincinnati Reds fan, right? Allegedly. And so I chose... Shut up. You know I am.
Loser. Of course you're a Reds fan, you ginger.
Yeah. So, So what I was saying is
by the
is
way, because, Pat, real quick, just so you're aware, it's the red stockings, not the red heads.
No, it's the red legs.
Right.
Yeah.
You don't have red legs. You have a red head.
How do you know? You've never seen my legs.
Nor do I want to.
Yeah.
For your wife, eyes only, right?
Right. So, I chose this question because the way I saw it was the St. Louis Cardinals for us, being that you are a Brewers fan, being that I'm a Reds fan, is probably our most hated team in our division.
I would argue the Cubs are more hated by Brewers fans than the Cardinals are.
Okay.
But it's a big rivalry. There's no question about it because it has more competitiveness to it.
Right. And so for being a Reds fan, I mean, we absolutely hate St. Louis. Absolutely hate them. I also hate the Yankees. I've known too many Yankees fans throughout my life who just think, you know, they are the greatest baseball team ever, yet they, you know, it's been a while since they've been to a World Series. I can't stand them. I can't stand the Yankee mentality. I can't stand the fans. I can't like the scrutiny that you were talking about. You're right. It's crazy. I wouldn't want that. So I would take the St. Louis Cardinals because I've never been to Busch Stadium, but I've seen plenty of pictures of it and it is a beautiful stadium. St. Louis from what I've heard, my wife has family there, is an absolutely beautiful city. And
yes, and if you stay in the downtown area, yeah, it's absolutely beautiful. There, some of the suburb areas are really beautiful too. Because I mean, you're right on the Mississippi and all of that. But yeah,
right.
And don't get me wrong. There's crime. There's some horrible stuff that happens.
Like everywhere else.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's there are certainly things that, you know, like while I would not necessarily like playing for the car, because I'd much rather play for my Reds. But what fun is it to have a would you rather play for your team that you root for? Or, you know, something else like everybody picks their own team, right? So, yep. So yeah. So in my case, I would also go with the St. Louis Cardinals.
Yeah, absolutely, 100%. I tend to gravitate towards their history more than I gravitate towards the Yankees' history.
Well, they, if I remember correctly, they have the second most World Series wins. To the Yankees. Yankees have by far the most. I think the next closest is going to be the St. Louis Cardinals.
Let me find out for you.
I'm pretty sure that's accurate.
Yeah, and they've also, I think, had the second most appearances as well. Might be the, I take that back. It might be the Dodgers with the second most appearances. Let me think about that. It's 21, that's 20. 19. Yeah, so the Dodgers have the second most appearances.
Right.
But the Cardinals have the second most wins. You are correct. At 11. The Yankees have 27.
Seven, yeah.
Now, you know what's funny, though? Both of the teams that are ahead of the Cardinals in terms of appearances in the World Series are the Brooklyn / Los Angeles Dodgers and the New York / San Francisco Giants, right?
Right.
They both have losing records in the World Series. The Giants are 8-12 and the Dodgers are 7-14.
Ooh. Both are usually fairly solid teams, though, too.
And by the way, shout out to both of those organizations for making it really easy to do the mental math on how many appearances they've made. 7-14. Oh, 8-12. Oh, that's real tough to put together mentally in 2.2 seconds. Because by the way, folks, as much as I love data, I am terrible at math. Like, that's the funny part. You don't have to be good at math to know data. You just have to be able to critically think and then let the formulas and algorithms and all of that stuff do the mental math for you. That having been said, Pat, how about we move on from Would You Rather? I like that one, by the way. That was a good one. Let's move on. Are you ready to play the B or not the B?
Oh, I'm very ready to play the B or not the B.
Then lay that headline on me at least one time.
Alrighty. Inflation's so bad you can only get 2.08 grams of crack for the same price you could get 20.8 grams. Inflation's so bad you can only get 2.8 grams of crack for the same price you could once get for 20.8 grams. Is this the B or not the B? While you're thinking about that, Andrew Coppins, folks, if you haven't yet checked out Reviving Liberty, you need to. Go to revivingliberty.com or wherever your favorite podcasts are played and check it out. It is the manifesto of Andrew Coppins of how we revive liberty in this country. It's important, and it's going to be running up, I believe, until the midterm election this year. We have an episode dropping each week.
Every Tuesday at 8 a.m. Central Time.
So you're going to want to check that out. It is something that it's for us. It is for the people. It is not about relying on government. It's not relying about unelected officials or any particular politician. It's about relying on you, us, the people. How do we do that? So go to revivingliberty.com or wherever your favorite podcasts are played and share it. Share it far and wide. Everyone needs this.
To your point, I call it my manifesto to the future of liberty. And my argument is we can look to the past to inform the future, but we can't just look to the past. So we've taken some steps to talk about principles. We've taken a step to talk about rooting ourselves in God because, yes, they were correct. our founding fathers were correct. Our nation has to be founded on a root of not Christianity per se, but a root in nature and nature's law, which comes from God. That's the reality. Root ourselves in God again. Let's talk about principles of natural rights. Let's talk about principles of self-governance. Let's talk about principles of free markets. And most importantly, personal freedom. That's where we're at. We'll be taking step number 3 this next Tuesday. And it's all about shining a light. So check it out, revivingliberty.com or wherever you find your podcasts. Thank you for the plug. By the way, I'm going to be making a guest appearance, Pat, on a friend of yours' show, correct?
Yes.
Yes. So you're going to want to check that out.
Yep. If you haven't checked out the Brian Hyde show, you should. He's really good. I used to work with him up at K-Talk up in Salt Lake. He used to do a show up there called Loving Liberty.
And you act now like you live like 50 miles away from Salt Lake City.
No, I live like 20 minutes from Salt Lake City.
Right. All the way up in Salt Lake City.
Oh, yeah. Shut up. But anyway, he does his own show now called The Brian Hyde Show. He's very much rooted in principles of liberty. I think it'll be a fascinating interview. Absolutely fascinating.
Yeah. So again, check it out. I believe that would be for today's show. So check out The Brian Hyde Show. I'll be on that today. But yeah. All right. Give me that headline one more time.
All right. Inflation's so bad, you can only get 2.8 grams of crack for the same price you could once get 20.8 grams.
Oh, this has got to be the Babylon Bee, because this is a fantastic reference to Hunter Biden's predilection for cracking prostitutes at the same time, especially Russian hookers at the same time. And we get to see the scale telling us that he's got 20 grams of crack.
So are you sure this is the Babylon Bee?
Yeah, sure. The price of crack has not gone down. If anything, has gone up. Well, maybe the price of crack has gone down. The price of fentanyl is probably what's gone up.
But the way this headline reads, what you get for 2.8 grams is you got to get, it's 20.8 grams now is what the cost.
No, it'd be what you used to be able to get, right? Because inflation is so high that you could get 20.8 grams. Now you can only get two. So no, I don't agree with that. The price of crack is the price of crack. I mean,
well, you would be correct. This is the Pebble on Street
and find out for you here.
Frustrated drug addicts report inflation has become so out of control that they are now only able to get a tenth of the crack they used to be able to buy for the same price. Ugh, when did crack get so expensive? Said Hunter Biden as he and his friend Crystal Candy carefully measured out their crack. I used to get way more crack for my money before my dad became president. Oh, well, at least I got this crack pipe for free. Given the apparent skyrocketing price of illicit drugs, the Americans have had to resort in selling their dad's political influence for cash, even that has gotten harder. For some reason, none of the companies in Ukraine will talk to me right now, said Hunter. I guess I'll have to go back to pretending to paint. Man, I was really sure I'd bought 20 grams of crack, but dad doesn't call me the smartest person for nothing. Secret Service drove over from their 12 million Malibu mansion to check on Hunter and attempt to assure him that he did, in fact, have over 20 grams of crack. No, bad Hunter, shouted Agent McMath.
Bad Hunter.
That's way too much crack for the two of you. Hunter, don't you try to smoke all that. Don't make me use the tranquilizer darts again. At publishing
bad
time,
some
drug dealers disputed that crack has in fact become a tenth more expensive. But Hunter assured reporters he has lots and lots and lots of video proof.
Now, when we talk about this story, because we haven't really covered this on the show at all, but I want to be clear about this, and I think we talked about the reason a little bit, but I want to be abundantly clear. While this is sad and funny and horrible at the same time, horrible, in the words of Charles Barkley, this is also dangerous for America. And this is why the story matters, because this moron, and let's be abundantly clear on this, Hunter Biden, whether sober or under the influence of drugs, is a moron. Joe Biden is also a moron, because we know even before he started down the dementia road that he was one of the least smart, one of the dumbest people in politics in Washington, D.C. One of the dumbest, without a doubt, without a shadow of a doubt. Well, how did this happen? How did that happen, right? How did we get down that road? Blah, 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 blah. Well, guess what? These people were being used, right? The setup of Burisma with the Hunter Biden and his cohorts, the setup of the Chinese people. What were they doing? They were using them as influence peddlers, right? They actually thought they were in control. That's what makes this dumb. They actually thought they were the ones in control of the influence peddling. Hunter Biden literally handed Burisma, the Chinese government, the Russian government, all of our enemies, every single bit of bend me over the barrel, literally and figuratively, material as a nation. Because he is this close to the president of the United States of America. And more importantly, because he was this dumb to have led a paper trail, a video trail, all of these things of him and his dad's corruption, right? Joe and Hunter Biden's corruption is on tape. It is in text messages. It's in all the things that were saved within his. How dumb are you? If you are the one that's in control, none of this would have existed. None of this. Well, he wasn't in control because of addiction. No, he was not in control prior to addiction. You don't save these things if you are in control of your faculties. If you are Joe Biden, you don't speak on the phone with Hunter Biden like that, right? You don't put together text message strings. You don't do these things. You work through intermediaries. You work through security. You work through whomever to pass messages or do whatever you need to do to keep it off the books if you're smart. It's still corruption, right? But smart corrupt people don't do what Hunter and Joe did, okay? They don't. We have a corrupted and corruptible president of the United States. We have the situation that the Democratic Party literally tried to hammer and nail to Donald Trump in 2016, right? The very case that they made about Donald Trump, which was completely and totally actually proven to be made up. Let me be abundantly clear on that. Totally made up. There's not a single shred of the accusations made against Donald Trump by Hillary Clinton that are true. Not one of them. There is not a single solitary one of them to be true. The very thing that they warned us about and why it was so dangerous to elect Donald Trump as president in 2016 landed us in the position we are. Why have we not just blown Russia out of the water when it comes to, if we really care about Ukraine, right? We have spent more money in Ukraine, by the way, Pat, in less than 6 months than we have ever spent in Afghanistan. We sent over $1 trillion their direction. My point in all of this is these are the people that the Democrats warned you about in 2016. It's just with a D next to their name instead of an R. They're dangerous for America because they're corrupt. There's a paper trail and a video trail. Why do you think China is waiting? Here's what I think of on that. I think China is waiting for the moment where Biden slips up and goes to war in Ukraine. That's the second that they start firing those missiles on Taiwan. And the only people holding Biden back from actual war over there, like physical ground troops, I don't know who they are. I think there's some of the people in the Joint Chiefs of Staff in the military, but I don't know. It's utter insanity. Utter insanity that we have a president who is this corruptible and this malleable because of his personal foibles and corruption and ability to go to federal pound me in the ass prison. That's the danger here. You know, we have the January 6th committee who is trying to get charges brought against the past president, right? If any of the past presidents or current president deserves a look for federal charges, it is Joseph Robinette Biden.
You mean Marionette?
Right, but I was giving his government name. It's Robinette.
I thought it was Marionette.
No, that's his political
nickname. Oh.
So, yes, this current president, you can make that argument that there's enough evidence or the potentiality for enough evidence that he could be brought up in federal corruption charges, federal bribery charges. More importantly, federal I'm acting as a foreign agent charges, right? The things they tried to hang multiple members of the Trump administration around, right? They tried to hang those charges on him of being an unregistered foreign agent. Let's play that game. That's how corrupted our entire system is, that this is open corruption and it doesn't matter. Any more proof we live in a banana republic? Any more proof we live in an oligarchy and not a republic anymore? But I digress, Pat, because it is also time for us to crown a brand new Richard of the Week. All right. Nominees, Mr. Patrick Oney.
All righty then. We have Vladimir Putin. For his war crimes in Ukraine.
Allegedly.
We have the UC Berkeley professor from the other day. I can't remember her name now, but we played the clip of her being questioned by Josh Hawley. Hawley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thanks to all of the witnesses for being here. Before I want to visit with you, Ms. Maskey, but before I do, I just want to clear one thing up. Professor Bridges, you said several times, you've used a phrase, I want to make sure I understand what you mean by it. You've referred to people with a capacity for pregnancy. Would that be women?
Many women, cis women, have the capacity for pregnancy. Many cis women do not have the capacity for pregnancy. There are also trans men who are capable of pregnancy, as well as non-binary people who are capable of pregnancy.
So this isn't really a
woman. You mean that one?
Yeah, I mean that one.
Mm, okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm. We also have Senator Hirano for her.
You mean for this?
Originalism. They, the justices who take that approach go all the way back to our founding fathers and pretend that they know what our founding fathers meant when they drafted the Constitution. I use the word pretend because who the heck would know what our founding fathers meant? Is there any reference to AR-15 rifles in our Constitution?
Man, she is so stupid.
I mean, she, when Joe Biden left the Senate, she took over the stupid crown. Like, she is absolutely butt stupid. Like, did you study any history at all? Like, any sort of colonial history, American history at all on the island of Hawaii? Just asking there, Maisie. Because, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's only, like, the Federalist Papers, Thomas Jefferson's famed letters that are saved forever. There's only the John Adams to Abigail Adams, you know, only George Washington's personal writings. We only Ben Franklin's personal diary. We only have all of those things to kind of help us guide our way, right? They didn't write anything down, right, Pat? They didn't do anything that would suggest as to what they actually meant by the things that they put down in pretty plain bleeping English.
We just have the Constitution that's old and outdated and just needs to be wiped clean.
She has got to be the dumbest person I have ever come across in the Senate.
She's probably the dumbest in the Senate.
Maxine Waters, clearly the dumbest in the House of Representatives, only backed up by AOC and a few other really intelligent individuals.
I was going to say I could make the argument for a few different ones in the House.
Yeah, but Maxine Waters, Sheila Jackson Lee, what's the cowboy hat wearing one?
Oh, I can't remember her name.
You know what I'm talking about, right? She's
I know
there
exactly
too.
Who you're talking about. She's from Texas.
Is it I Texas believe? Or Florida?
I believe it's Texas.
I think it's Florida, actually.
Is it?
Yeah. She's the one that's always got to be up front and like shaking and glad handing during the State of the Union address. Yeah, I think she's from Florida.
In any case, we do have one more nominee, and that is going to be Baby Bron James. Do you by chance know why Baby Bron James?
Brittany Griner shouldn't come back to America because America doesn't like her.
Yes. Basically for saying that Brittany Griner shouldn't want to come back to America.
Interesting.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But, Andrew Coppins, who is this week's winner for Richard of the Week?
Oh, man. So, I'm going to go with Maisie Hirano because I'm getting sick and tired of Vladimir Putin. And let's face it, the war is the war at this point, right?
Right.
I'm going to go with Maisie Hirano for the suggestion that nobody would have a clue as to what our founding fathers meant, because it's ignorance, right? It's willful ignorance. And I don't suffer willful ignorance very well. I really don't. Because there's a multitude. Go to Barnes & Noble and pick up a United States history book or just blindly scan and you're likely to hit a biography or a contextual reading of one of the founding fathers or some of the things that they wrote during, after, or even before the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. I mean, the willful ignorance of this, to me, is insane. We literally had a fight on paper, recorded history for evs, y'all, about the ratification and the meaning of the Constitution of the United States of America. It was called the Federalist Papers. It's not even dumb. It's willful, bleeping ignorance. And you want to know why Reviving Liberty exists, right? You want to know? It's this kind of bullshit. It ticks me off to no end because it's not just I'm trying to score a political point. She probably has never even read the damn Federalist Papers. Probably has never done it.
I doubt she knows they exist.
Well, did they know what an AR-50? Did they know what a nuclear weapon was? Did they know what a plane was? Did they know about human flight? For shit's sake, Ben Franklin, their contemporary, figured out electricity by accident. They didn't even know how to light a house without a candle or a gas lamp. Oh, wait, they didn't even have gas lamps. And we hear this all the time from these people. All the time. And by the way, the person from Florida, I was right. It's Frederica Wilson. That's who we're talking about.
Oh, it's Florida? Okay.
Yeah, she's from Florida. Florida District 24, Pat. Florida District number 24. And trying to figure out exactly where that is representative of. But anyway, yeah, it's just wow. Wow, 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 wow. Anyway, I can't. I can't even with that kind of ignorance. I just can't. I don't know about you.
I'm actually gonna respectfully disagree on this one. Not that I don't see your point, because I do, but I chalk that more up to just flat out ignorance than being Richard. In this case, I mean, I could make the case for it being Richard, but for me, I got to go with baby Bron Bron James, because okay. I'm frankly just bored of Vladimir Putin.
Right, but I can make a case that that's also ignorance. But for me, I think the Maisie Hirano thing, right, is willful ignorance, and it's also attempting to make some political hay out of idiocy, right? The suggestion that because somebody didn't see something coming 100 or 200 years later in terms of an invention,
right,
the fact that they didn't see that coming means something is null and void is insane. Right? We never, for crying out loud, we were using leeches
as a medicinal.
As a way to cure things in 1776. We didn't even have a clue about parasites or viruses or anything. We had no clue. No, had we had that clue, the potato famine wouldn't have happened in Ireland. And I don't know if either one of our families would be here, by the way. We might still be in Ireland, Pat.
That's possible. But here's the thing. With LeBron, I mean, this is almost... Like, dude, if you don't like it here, if you're going to make comments like that, go to freaking China and live there.
Oh, 100%. I 100% agree.
Like, just I'm sick of comments like, because like Brittany Griner, I mean, say what you want about the woman. Say what you want about what she did. Russian prison is no cakewalk. And I can't imagine what she's going through over there. I mean, it just sounds like an awful situation to me. I would at least want to come back to the country where I'm free. Because damn.
Yeah, but they don't care about her, Pat. I mean, the other part of that is the fact that you have no idea what's going on behind the scenes. None.
No, that's true. You're
LeBron
right.
James is not. Hey, Mr. President, that ain't happening. And first of all, you ain't. you are not. This is hilarious, by the way. You are not Dennis Rodman, right? You are not a international ambassador in a political sense in any way, shape, or form. I mean, if you are, congratulations. You're probably a sleeper agent for China. I mean, go ahead, man. Leave. Bye. Take the Chinese money. Play in the CBL while you're at it. Play in the Chinese Basketball League. Why not?
Which is my point.
Yeah. So. All along, though, the Brittany Griner thing ticks me off to no end because... You'd be so dumb, for real, so dumb, if you decide to go to a foreign country and break a law. I don't right. care if you agree with the law or not. If you go ahead and break the law, you're going to suffer some consequences. And if you're dumb enough to, I don't know, chase more money by going to play overseas and play in a country that is literally at war with your direct friends, you be so dumb, for real so dumb, for thinking you're going to get away with anything while you're over there. The second right. you screw up once, they're going to hammer you. They're going to make a political point out of you. You be dumb, for real so dumb. And with that, Pat, it is time for us to move over to the Friar. I think we can agree to disagree on this one. But I'm willing to grant your premise of LeBron James. So we'll name him the Richard of the Week.
I was going to say I was willing to grant your premise of Maisie Hirono. So
we'll go with LeBron James. I'm going to be okay. a gracious host.
Okay.
But that means we got to get to the Friar. All right, Pat. So it is time for the Friar. I've got one for you that I'm going to throw into the Friar first, and then we'll switch off here for a little bit.
Okay.
I'm going to throw this into the Friar. You're right.
What did I just watch?
You just watched a toddler deciding that he was going to throw hands on an ATF agent, by the way. And so the furtherance of this story, these ATF agents were there serving a warrant in the neighborhood, and this kid just walked up to him. And this has got to be a, what, maybe 3-4-year-old at best?
Yeah. Where the hell is mom and dad?
You think mom and dad are there? You think, first of all, you think dad is there?
Well, probably not. That's a fair point.
Oh boy. Yeah. Now, irregardless of the fact that my grandfather was a captain in the sheriff's department, if I talk to anybody in authority that way, whoa, my mom would have beat the...
Would you be spending the night in a jail cell?
Oh, Lord. I'm pretty sure my grandfather would have taken care of that. Wow.
Yeah.
If this does not speak to the culture that exists in the United States of America, I don't know. I mean, the fatherlessness, this speaks to everything that is wrong with America in one 30-second clip. And I totally respect the restraint that the ATF agents held there. The swearing, the hitting, the disrespect. Holy smokes, man. And also parents or birthing persons let's just put it this way. Remember BLM Inc., Pat? Remember their manifesto, if you will, their statement of values, right? They don't believe in the
nuclear family,
right? Yep. They believe that the village, the town, the neighborhood should be involved in raising the child. What the hell? This is what happens when that happens, by the way. This is what happens when that happens. Good luck on that. You know, in it gets to the point for me where, hey, let's pull the cops out. Pull them all out. Have at it. Have at it, Hoss. See what happens.
The sad reality of this is I'm sure that kid is not...
There's no discipline.
That kid learned that behavior somewhere.
Oh, very clearly. And it's from the brother who's behind him calling the Oreo head, right? Because you're black and white on the inside because you're a cop.
Hey. Right.
This is a learned behavior from the neighborhood, by the way. because it takes a village, right, Pat?
Right.
Now, if it took mom and dad, you'd be in some serious ass trouble.
Yep.
Now, Pat, your fryer story.
I'm going to go with this one to start with. Amazon rejects What Is a Woman ads while promoting gender identity books.
I mean, but to be fair, Pat, to be fair on this, they have an LGBTQ like section, right, for their books. So what? So what?
My thing is
also What Is a Woman was the number one book in that category for like a week before they caught on.
I know. My thing is this is like. Are you really going to censor this at this point? What good is it to you?
Right. It was the number one selling LGBTQ book in, and it was also the number one book in gender studies, by the way. which is really funny because this is a study on sex and gender. Gender is a social construct. No, it's actually a linguistic construct, by the way.
maybe I should go with this one. Gay couple sues IVF clinic for implanting a girl embryo when they requested a boy.
Okay. That's not how this works. That's not how any of this is supposed to work. And I'm not talking about I'm talking about how the hell would you know? So you're creating embryos and they're just sitting in a tube? So we're just now mechanically... Wait, what? Because I'm pretty sure there's no way to know whether or not it's a boy or a girl that early on, number one. And number two, hear me out on this, Pat. There's an egg. There is a sperm. The sperm and the egg meet. And they,
right.
And that forms a baby. And there is really literally no way to know whether or not that's going to be a boy or a girl. So what are they suggesting? This is eugenics, people. This is eugenics. Now, why would a gay couple, by the way, care if it was a boy or a girl?
That was my first question. Second of all, wouldn't you just be thankful to have a kid?
Right. Number one. But number two, why are they selecting a boy over a girl? I have some theories in the LGBTQ alphabet soup mafia. Are not going to like those theories very much.
By the way, this is a lesbian couple that wanted this. Not even a lesbian couple. Yeah, it's a lesbian couple.
Makes it even more interesting. Why would you not want a girl?
I don't understand. Yeah, that's the thing is I didn't understand that.
Weird.
Yeah.
Very weird and very eugenicist of you. But hey, believe it or not, that's not what eugenics is. Yes, it is. It is literally the selection of society based off of immutable characteristics such as sex, race, eye color, hair color. Those are all immutable characteristics, right? Those are all things that are based off of genetics. So, yeah, we're not genetically picking our society. Nope, not at all.
Sure sounds like it in this case, doesn't it?
Yay, yay. Now, I'm going to end on a happy note here on the fryer. I'm not really throwing this into the fryer, but this has to get played, and I think this will be how we end the show.
Wow.
This is a classic example of white privilege, and you both have it.
What's that?
Anyone want to fill them in?
Yeah, I'll do it. Okay.
So white privilege is when white people, particularly men, automatically assume they can take whatever they want.
And they never have to worry about getting stopped by the police.
And they have the inside track for any job they...
I've got this one, Aisha. They have the inside track for any job they want.
Exactly, Gage. Thank you for that. That's white privilege.
Whoa. And we have that?
You sure do.
I see.
Whoa. I never realized this stuff.
Yeah. You've really opened up my eyes.
Well, I'm glad we've been able to enlighten you. The real question is, do you think you'll be acting differently from now on?
I guarantee it.
Yeah, me too, yeah.
Step aside, please. We have white privilege.
Yeah, check it out. Hey. Don't worry, it's okay. We automatically assume we can take what we want, and we don't have to worry about the police. It's okay, you didn't know. We didn't either. Good stuff now.
This is what we were taught, sir.
Mike Judge over the top rope for the win. That is hilarious. Pat, your favorite part of that?
It's just when they're sitting there and they're explaining white privilege to them, and he's like, "So are you gonna act differently from now?" And just the look on Butthead's face. Oh, I guarantee that we're going to be acting different.
See, my favorite part is Mike Judge inserting male privilege, right? And mansplaining into the white privilege discussion where the man bun, facial hair wearing guy, Aisha, I got this one. Also, Aisha, I believe, was white, which is hilarious because they named it a little more Afrocentric, but oh my God, the hilarity of, excuse me, let me mansplain this while also inducing white privilege.
I now have white privilege to do whatever the hell. Oh, wait, I have all these privileges?
Now, what we didn't show you is the before. End of that scene, because that's from, Beavis and Butthead Do the Universe, right? And that's on Paramount Plus, by the way, right now. But what you didn't see is that after they go into the bookstore, right, and they steal all the clothing from the bookstore. And then as they leave the bookstore, they can see the police out front, and there's a police car, that just unmanned police car. They steal the police car, back it into a fire pole, and the cops draw on them, and they say, hey, I got white privilege. You can't do that. Oh, good Lord, Mike Judge. On that note, though, Pat, your final thoughts for today?
Don't get lost. Remember who you are. No means no. And apparently we all have white privilege now.
Please be smart, be safe, be kind, have a great weekend. And as always, Matthew 5:47.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.